wood, a virgin timber. It has never had a saw on it, and he sold it to some big sawmill company. They sent in this crew to cut and haul those logs out. They hauled it to Crawford, which was the nearest railroad point, and they took one cut of logs on that 8-wheel log wagon. Just one cut is all it could take. And they had six oxen to each wagon. And it'd take them practically all day to haul that one log to Crawford and get back. And coming across, there was a small levee there near Fairport, Mississippi, that old country village. And it was a hot day, and it was in August, and my uncle was putting up a grist mill. He had the boiler came into Crawford. He says, when you take the log in, bring the boiler back, and I'll pay you for bringing the boiler back. So they loaded the log on the wagon. And coming across that levee, water on each side, what bop hits, you know. And those oxen turned off. It was hot, and they just turned off into that water and turned the boiler over in the wagon. And of course, the nigger mule skinners was hooping and hollering, trying to stop them, but they couldn't stop them. They went right down into that water. Turned the ball over, and what a mess. They finally got it out, but oh boy, that was a job. Turned over a big steam boiler.
Go back to riding horseback when you were a boy. Do you remember the, did you have any special way the stirrups were fixed to keep your feet warm?
No. No, I used it. When I was a kid, I had a McClellan saddle. Sears Roebuck, you'd sell them for $5 a piece. You know, I guess they were army surplus saddles. I don't know. But I liked a McClellan saddle. And I've ridden 1,000 miles on the McClellan. That was the way we had a transportation with horses. And I had a good saddle horse. I always kept a good horse. And I used a McClellan saddle.
And the things you'd hold in your hand would be the
reins.
But if you were on a wagon, it'd be the
lines. Yeah.
When you start to talk about a wagon and a buggy, the differences, the wagon would have one thing that would go between two horses.
Tongue.
And you had one horse and a buggy.
Shafts.
Shafts. And could you explain how you would hook up, or what word you'd use to attach the horse to the buggy and
with the shafts?
Yes.
Would
you explain that?
Well, of course, you put the harness on the horse first, and there was two types. You could either use a collar or a breast strap. Some people preferred the collar, others a breast strap. Well, you put the harness on the horse first, and you backed them into the shafts, and the shafts went through two collars on each side, and you fastened the traces to the single tree. Now, if it was a double team, it was a double tree. A double tree had two single trees, but a single horse buggy had one single tree, and you snapped the traces onto the single tree if it was just one. And you then, after putting on either the breast collar or the breast strap or the collar, and you hitched up and you fastened the lines to the horse's bits, and got in.
What did you use for a whip?
You had buggy whips, regular buggy whips.
Anything on the end to make noise?
Not a small crack about that long. That was a buggy whip. Now the bull whip was a different thing. The ones we used for those bulls, they had a cracker you could sound like a pistol shot.
The cracker was ever called was that ever made out of seagrass?
No, we used it's a common, we'd take a grass rope and unravel it and make those crackers about that long. And of course, the cracker soon went out and you had to plait you another one, plaited them.
Could you explain the different parts of the wheel?
Well, of course, the hub, the spokes, the rim, and the tie. The metal part was the tie that went around it.
You use the word rim.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear anybody say fella for that?
Oh, fella, yeah. But most of that was the blacksmiths, and the people who did the work referred to that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was the hub and the spokes, rim, tie, buggy tie.
How did you keep the...